All right, folks, welcome to Politics Done Right. We have issues. It turns out I had to go through another network to get what we needed done. Let's see. As it turns out, we had technical problems, but we're here. I am having to learn how to use something new. So let's go ahead and see if our chats are working and all of that other stuff is working. We're not going through our normal channels right now, so bear with us as we figure out if this thing is actually working as it should. So I'll be waiting for your commentary. Let's see. I'll be waiting for your commentary. Let's see. Okay. All right. Our system is down, so we're going through a back channel to come to you. So I'm checking out to make sure that we are, in fact, functional. So bear with me as we figure things out here on a new channel. Yeah, so we are here. All right, folks, look, we have issues. Our Wirecast network is down. So I had to come to you directly through the Restream network. But we are going to be fine. Hello, Maywood. Maywood, I got your pictures of the Politics Done Right cup last night. And it's in the system, but it turns out that the system is not working right now. So we're using our alternative right now. Bear with me as I go ahead and queue things up. We're running far behind. I apologize for that. But we're going to make sure that all is well. Bear with me as I make sure that all is well. I need to start doing some of our zaps, you know, in other words, to get us all functional, but we will get it all functional. Let's see. No, actually, it turns out that I'm on another network. The Wirecast is down. So I'm coming through an alternative network to get to my peeps. So you get a chance to see that, hey, we actually have a green screen. Let's see if I can get some other captions out here. I think I have the Twitter there. This is a new system, okay? So as I'm with you guys, I'm learning it as well because I've never used it to do our multi-tier broadcast before. But so I am learning how to use it as we speak, but don't you worry, we are going to get it working just fine because you know what? We got to. And I have a great video for you guys today that you just have got to see. I got a call. Remember today what I said it was going to be? First of all, your day, you're going to tell me what you want to talk about. So what I'm going to do first of all is go ahead and bring in a few videos that I'm going to want to show you guys into this new system that I'm not very familiar with. We have a right-wing video there that I want to show you. And likewise, there's another video that I am going to want to show you called, the Mahdi Hassan video. Here we go, Mahdi Hassan. Oh, I thought I could add another video. All right, let's see. Okay, let's go ahead and figure out if I can get to another video source as well. Mahdi Hassan, there we go. All right, that one doesn't seem to be, okay. Anyhow, welcome to Politics Done Right. My name is Egberto Willis, your host. Unfortunately, we are on a new system, so bear with me as we go through some issues here and there. I see Maywood, welcome aboard. Rose Williams, welcome aboard. Norman Reynolds, welcome aboard. Tom C., welcome aboard. Eric Hayes, welcome aboard. Peggy Lopez, welcome aboard. Linda Joe Kessinger, welcome aboard. George Lovelace, welcome aboard. Anyhow, folks, it is your day, so what I'd like you to do is you can go ahead and ask any question in that list that you want to ask, and what we will do is we'll make it a topic of discussion. Now, I don't have, let me get to the screen here. What I don't have for sure is my list up because, like I said, you're not supposed to be talking. There you go. Now it's fine. Let's see. Before I get started and go too deep into this, please let me know, folks, can you all hear me fine? Can you all see me fine? Because if that is the case, then I'll continue with the program doing what we intended to do with the program. So let me know if you guys are hearing me fine. If everything is otherwise working fine, then I can actually continue with the program as it was designed to be today, even with all the problems we are having. Okay, I'm guessing that some of them are on YouTube. Yeah, some of them are on YouTube, all right. Some of them are on, in fact, YouTube. Okay, the title of the show today. I'm about to get to the title of the show. I'm pulling all this up because, remember, we are a little bit behind. Title of the show today is Ask Politics Done Right Anything. Anything. An angry right-wing called. And guess what? We are now friends. So what I'm going to try to do right now, I've never done this before, is I will try to bring that the video up today with what happens. I'm going to first tell you what the story is all about. Let me explain what happened. I got a call, you know, I had my phone, you know, my cell phone, and I keep it on my stand all the time, you know, like that. And if I get a call and I don't know who it is, I generally don't answer because there's a whole lot that's always, you know, you get these calls here and there, et cetera, et cetera. But this time I decided to answer it. It said restricted. And I said, who's going to be calling me with a restricted number? So I decided to take the call. And when I took the call, it was kind of a, what should I say, maybe a bit shocking. All right, I think I better set it up first of all and let you know exactly what happened. I was sitting here at the desk. I got a call from an unrestricted number. Normally, I don't take calls from unrestricted numbers or numbers that I don't recognize or people that I don't recognize. Something told me to take this call. And I want you to see how talking to this person, you know, a lot of you tell me all of the times, why do you engage those people on the right? They're terrible. They're no good. They're this, they're that. The truth of the matter is, when we look at the human side of people, the bad people actually work on particular carnalities within people's minds. And those of us that are trying to do good for all, for those of us who are able to first take the attack, let's do it. Because I want you to see the transition of this person. And like I said, I always approach people as if they are good people with wrong indicators, with bad indicators. And if we do that, it is amazing that ultimately, I mean, it doesn't happen with everybody. It doesn't happen all of the times, but it can happen. So I want you to listen to, and by the way, I didn't get the beginning when he was completely irate, because at that time I wasn't taping. While he was talking, I was trying to put my stuff that I could tape the conversation. And near the end of it, my computer went ahead and switched microphones, so I had to chop it at one side. So I want you to listen to this. It's about 8 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't know, somewhere around there, and see how I handle this. And it's a lot about what I talk about on this show and why I say we can't allow the system to win. Check this out. We'll take it on the other side.
You know that. I know that. Biden can't even make a fucking sentence right. He's going
okay. to lose it. Let me ask you something, sir. Can I ask you a question?
Trump lost,
can we talk?
I don't give a fuck if he lost or not, number one.
Can we talk?
You fucking liberals, you say.
I know, sir. Sir, I respect you. I respect
you. You fuckers can't see that.
I respect you. Sir.
Because you hate fucking Trump.
No.
Okay?
I want to talk to you. I really, because I don't get a chance. I don't want to talk to the choir. I really don't want to just talk to the choir. I want to talk to people as people, as human beings. Okay? So what I want to ask, first of all, I have no animosity.
You sound like a good dude, so I'm not going to swear at you no more.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. I don't want any animosity towards you. You are a Trump supporter. You know what? I don't like Trump. That's fine. Okay, good. Sorry for making the assumption.
I don't like things being unfair.
Okay.
You lost the election, whatever. I don't even care.
Okay.
Can you let me talk?
I spoke to you, sir.
Said the word nigger. I seen that. They showed the fucking emails.
Yes, yes.
Okay? You tell me Biden ain't fucking racist and all you people believe.
No.
Your people, my people, whoever.
No. It's not your people, my... It's us.
Sir, it's us.
Let me tell you. I don't care about Biden. I honestly don't. I care more about you than I care about Biden. I swear to God. I want you to believe that, first of all.
You know what? Believe it or not, I do believe you.
I don't believe in politicians, okay? I support politicians that are going to get my policies through, okay? That's what I support. And the policies that I support are policies that are good for you and me. I suppose you are not a billionaire, are you?
Well,
I do care if you don't have nothing because I'm sure that you work. Am I right?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Now, I do have to support my family.
That's my point. My point is they have all of us fighting each other like dogs. You notice you use the term nigger of somebody use. You know, I am from Central America, right? Panama. I'm from Panama, okay?
Yeah, I got friends that are black.
I don't care. Again, sir. But here, brother, let me finish. Brother, let me finish. You have to let me finish so you can get my whole thought before you jump to a conclusion to what you think I'm going to say. Don't jump to that conclusion, please. I'm pretty sure we can get along. Now, here's what I'm saying. I'm from Central America. The funny thing about it is none of those names mean anything to me because I don't personally believe in race. I really don't.
I'm not a racist either.
What people don't get is that most people are not racist. What has been instilled in most people by our corporatocracy.
I truly believe that.
Let me qualify that though. What happens is what we put inside of people's head, our entire system only works. If a white guy like you, I'm assuming you're a white guy, if a white guy like you can hate a black guy like me, then the system can work. Because while you and I fight, they screw both of us. Okay? That is why, and if you listen to my show, if you are a follower of my show, I get people call me racist, they call me white hater, they call me everything, and most of my audience is white. It's so funny, you know, but what's interesting is that I don't care because when you call here and you attack me, if I fall for that, right? If I then attack you back and get pissed off at you because you messed with my space and you called me to cuss me out.
I apologize. I get so pissed off when I see things that are happening.
I get it.
On TV.
I get it.
People are fighting for what? I got black friends I play ball with. We're like fucking brothers.
Look, I get the point. Sir,
there's no racist shit going on.
Here's what I'm trying to put out here. What I'm trying to put out here is this. And by the way, thank you for calling because this is helpful to me as well. I can show where Republicans and Democrats alike, right now it's mostly Republicans, even though you won't accept that for now, and that's fine. That's why I tell you, I hope you listen to my program more often in its completeness. And not only that, call into my program because I like to talk to people, not just people that are thinking like me. But what I found out I've written four books, well, three political books, and I wish you would read them as well. Because
you're a smart guy.
Let me tell you what I
read your biography. I mean, your bio.
Okay.
I know you're brilliant. You're brilliant. Guy. But I got nothing against you.
And I don't have nothing against you either. I have nothing against you either, but the system needs us to have something against each other so we don't fight for what's best for both of us. Okay, and that's why I'm fighting.
Like you out there.
That's why I am fighting this, sir. So what I'm asking you to do, watch my programs and share it. And even if you pissed off at me for some of the things that I say, that's cool. But let's not let those powerful guys out there who are taking your money and my money and start saying, oh, you liberal idiot, or you liberal this. You know what? Let me tell you what I want, sir. I don't know what you do for a living, okay? But I know one thing. People like you and others, the system couldn't work without you. But yet we are the ones that have to beg everybody for money. And we have Republicans trying to tell you you're not deserving of that because that's a liberal thing to want to do this. And you have centrist Democrats telling you, well, we can't quite do that right now. Let me tell you what I'm for. I know how economics work. And I know that all of us are being screwed from those that think they're on the left and those that think they're on the right. Here's the truth. Both of us are in the same place. We just allow them to separate us. And if we ever get that, I have a phrase I use on my show that says this. If we can unite the ghettos, the barrios, and Appalachia. What that means, it's a stereotype. Black people, Latinos, and white poor white people. If we ever get united, the system is in trouble because we'll finally get what is ours. And we can't do that if we have all these big wheels. Like, do you think Trump and Oprah are really enemies? They are one on the left and one on the right. Hell no. Do you think she wants anything for the little person to get any of her billions? And do you think Trump wants to give you anything? Hell no. But if we are at each other's, in fact, they have lunch together without us knowing. So what I'm saying is we shouldn't be attacking each other. We should find a way to work together. And that's my goal with politics done right. And there are times that...
Look, my name is Matt, and I'm going to call you personally every now and then because I like you now. I mean, I did watch you on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally don't think Trump's dumb, but...
I do, but we can argue about that. I do. I think he has people behind him, sir. This is my opinion, but again, it's just my opinion. I don't know him personally. But based on how he speaks, okay, I think you are more intelligent than he is. Because you also know work.
My son talks just like you, just so you know. he doesn't hate Trump, but he doesn't like the things he does.
Right. So
I try to explain to him I don't think Trump is bad as all what he thinks he is. So, but he lost. That's it. Bottom line, you know what? I don't like how phony Biden is. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's so phony. He got so many things that he said about black people being in chains if you don't vote for
him. I know them all. But you see, brother, I know them all. I know that.
Go. The Congress is just letting it go. FBI is just letting
sir,
it go.
Let me explain to you, sir. Let me explain to you.
One of Trump's kids that'd be in jail right now.
No, actually, no. None of them would be in jail because all of these guys are privileged kids. Whether it's on the right or the left, they're all privileged kids, okay? So here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Do you think don't you remember when Kamala Harris fronted Biden? Let me tell you something, okay? The thing about it is if you concentrate on the politician, we miss the point. I don't care about them. I will use Biden for what I need to use Biden for. Okay? And that is to get what's best for you.
That's what AOC and the rest of them are doing right now.
Right, to get what's best for us. And I want you to stay reading some of my stuff because you'll take a different look at AOC. AOC wants what's best for you. It turns out that is at that point, a little bit after that, is where my microphone lost him. But by the end of the conversation, he said that, you know, wow, he really wanted to keep talking and he understood what I'm saying. And he was really on board with saying we really should be actually working together and get the conversation. Normally, I would throw this on a blog all completely and do it anonymously in a sort of a way. But I wanted, since we sort of built a rapport, to say, hey, I am going to put this in a blog because I think it would be helpful to others, in which case he said, oh, yeah, not a problem, etc. But my point with this whole conversation is to show that the reality is no, when I use the phrase all of the times that most people are good people, you know, a lot of people are like, you don't know what you're talking about, or you have some people that are really, 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 really bad. They're just bad, you know? And I have never, ever, well, I can't say I've never believed that. I've probably believed that at some time in my life. But in getting into the psyche of people and seeing how people tick and how they respond, et cetera, et cetera, I found out that most people work out of all the inputs that they've gotten. And what we have to do is not neutralize those inputs, but where those inputs are wrong or detrimental to them, go to them, not being high and mighty, but being humble in dealing with them. Now, this guy, if you think the start of this thing was bad, when he started, I got the restricted call. And when he said, is this Egberto? Actually, he said, is this Egberto? I'm sorry, yes. He said, you are a da-da-da-da, and he went off. And I was first taken aback because, you know, he kept on going. And as he was going off, so I'm like, I think I better take this. And then I kept on going to I wasn't ready at all. So I kept on going to different things to get the different types of taping. And then I finally got it. But what I do from people, and I say this in my book, let me do a plug for my book, guys. Come on, you know, I got to do that. As it's worth it. How to talk to your right-wing relatives, friends, and neighbors. Go get the book. Help us keep doing the mission, man. Help us keep doing the mission. Go to politicsandright.com/support and help us out here. But the idea is, if I believe all those things came externally, right? That he's been taught how to hate. He's been taught all those things, right? When he starts to throw the hate on me, right? I can either decide to get pissed off. You know, at first he wasn't using the N-word against others. Believe it or not, the first time he used it was on me, right? But for me, it was just like water over a bridge. You know, when I played the part that I played here for my wife says, my gosh, I can't believe how you can keep your... And that's what I'm saying. If you are going to get this stuff done, two of you can't be hotheads, right? And I'm a hothead, and you know, I grew up a hothead, not anymore, but you know. But so in effect, then he started to see that, yes, in fact, somebody was listening to what he was saying. And then I didn't go out there to really knock him down or anything like that, because I understand that it is the system. And I know it's hard for a lot of folks to believe, but it is the system that actually promotes what you see in most people. All right, I have another video now. Like I said, but beforehand, let's see. Well, I think I saw something from Norman. Prisoners per 100,000 United States, 639. 2021, highest of every country, and we spend $80.7 billion. How safe do you feel? Who is responsible, and what results do we want? Look, we have a tendency to say you get what you pay for, right? It sure as hell didn't work there, which means we're paying for something that isn't working. There are a lot of people that, you know, there's this increase in crime, and folks want to put more money into police to reduce the crime. You know, that is like having cancer growing in your system and protruding through your skin. And what you do is you keep cutting the cancer as it protrudes through your skin. That metastasized cancer is underneath. They're just killing and destroying. That's what it's doing. And what I think is, if we were to find a way to talk to those, you know, by the way, it's all this is not by magic. The police is out there edging this on. They want to make people scared. It's just like the guy, the caller who called. That guy is simply scared. And you know, notice one of the things that he said: "I work, but I don't care that I don't have anything." That is where our system is at. To get rid of our soul, to get rid of our emotions, to get rid of our will, that is the kind of system that we are in right now. It is designed that way. That you only look up to those who are feeding you crumbs. That is how it's designed, right? What has been successful on the right thus far, and a lot of people on the right won't accept it, is they haven't come to the conclusion yet that they are the ones that have finally not given in to their freedom, but given in to their subjugation. When you hear somebody say the rich will always be rich, my question is always, why? They cannot be rich unless all of us make them rich. So how, again, do they remain rich? Inherently, one person over millions? We take your power away first. That's what we do. We take your power away. And in taking your power away, your mind, it's like the same thing in South Africa. I remember when South Africa had, I don't remember how many, the disparity between blacks and whites in South Africa. Remember, I don't believe in race, but this was based, but South Africa was, in fact, an apartheid system. How did you allow a few people to have such control? There were times in the South as well, right? Where there were so many people that there were more black folk in the South than white folk, than the master, but somehow the master stayed, and there was loyalty. I mean, the psychological thing that we go through right now, that's what people are feeling. So yes, Norman, we are not getting our bang for the buck, $80.7 billion into crime, but we don't get the results. And that's because that's really not going into crime. That money is going into the people who build prisons, the stockholders who are invested into the prison industrial complex, all the people that is around that entire structure. That is where the money is actually going. So anytime you hear increase the money for police, remember, it's not much going to the police. It's going to the you know where. Norman says, if we spend so much, why is crime still growing? It's still growing because we're not spending it where we need to spend it. Spending it on police has proven to be a failure. If you want to know where to spend, and the problem about it is we don't have enough people that are bold enough to tell the truth. Our politicians are not bold enough to tell the truth. When people talk about, it's a pity that they say, defund the police, because people have a tendency to believe that leaves them unprotected. So that's a problem why defunding the police has become an issue. I say that the problem with progressive marketing is that it's almost non-existent, right? Death tax was so perfect for the death tax sounds so much better than inheritance tax. So much better than inheritance tax. Inheritance tax means you mean you getting all this money that you didn't earn and you don't want to pay taxes on it. But death tax sounds like you die and you're still taxed. It's called how to market. Unfortunately, in our system, that is what you have to know how to do. And unfortunately, progressives are the worst marketers in this world. The worst marketers in this world. We really want to defund the police because they've been proven to be a failure. We honestly want to defund the police. We should. But we don't mean defund your safety. We do not mean defund your safety. We mean defund the police because the police is an institution that doesn't give good results. Where do we put it? Let's give an example. Think about all the amount of money we spend in the hood where bad things are happening, right? Suppose instead, it doesn't take a lot of money to hire a whole lot of, to rent out a whole lot of those spots. Let's look at Chicago. Rent out a whole lot of spots in Chicago and give people lunch and a late midday snack every day. And have things where they can come and have fun, play games all over the city for these people that are that have a lot of dead time, you know, do you think they prefer gang banging over playing some basketball and having some food and chilling and rapping and having rap contests and all that kind of stuff? There are many things that we can do around that we that costs more paying a cop than what we can do helping a community, but we don't. Welcome aboard, Bridge MCP. I am late. House mortgage crap. Now, what's up with the new background? Oh, what's up with the new background is that this is an impromptu show right now. My system went down. In fact, I was 3.5 minutes late because this is a new system that I don't even know how to use. So I'm trying my best to do it right. Got here late. Why is the green screen not on? I am on a different system, brother. I'm on a different system. I'm still learning it, and I don't think it actually does green screen at all. So that's what happens, right? When you're new, we had some problems getting in. But check out the whole program. I had some good things. Anyway, I want to talk about, since, let's say, anybody else have a topic they want me to talk about before I jump into filibuster? Let's see. Any topics before I, oh, damn, you're doing good by my engineer. Yeah, let me tell you, it's bad. I had a bad start, real bad start. Okay, folks, anything you want to talk about before I jump into filibuster? Remember, this was supposed to be your day. This was supposed to be you. Tell me what you want to talk about. Rose Williams says, if we just examine our form of democracy, in my opinion, we need to work towards a form of direct democracy, a more perfect union. Representational democracy is general, is putting the worst people in power who have no incentive to actually represent us. More and more representational democracy is screwing everyone. We need to be voting on policies, not parties. I love that. People don't understand. We are a republic here. We have a representative democracy and not a direct democracy. If we were a direct democracy, we would not be negotiating about this infrastructure bill right now, because most Americans already say they want it, and it's the people who are out there in power that do not. If society stops creating criminals, the problem of crime will solve itself. Exactly. And how do society create criminals? We can talk about poverty and all these things, but with the biggest criminals of them all are those that are in sitting down in those skyscrapers in New York, Washington, D.C., and other places that are the great manipulators. That guy that called in, a working man, he was manipulated. He was manipulated by Fox News. Fox News is owned by a billionaire, shareholders by billionaires. And they are the ones out there creating all those people that hate our guts, who create all that hate. Who are the criminals again? Those January 6th, Fox News, Newsmax, OAN. You know, if you really, you know, so I mean, when Linda Jo Kissinger says, if society stops creating criminals, the problem of crime will solve it. Yes, I agree. Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, they are the ones that were responsible for January 6th by creating the atmosphere for that. Right? No, CNN, believe it or not, CNN, I don't like CNN because I think CNN give people, or MSNBC, because I think they give people the benefit of the doubt. Both of these channels are too much. This side says this, more CNN than MSNBC, of course. This side says this, the other side says that. I know you'd like to come out with liberals, but Cuomo, again, I'm not going to argue about Cuomo now. Cuomo has some issues. Lemon's a good guy. Eric missed the point. He did miss the point. I mean, let me tell you, let's talk a little bit about Brother Eric. Eric is a conservative, okay? And I think Eric, if I'm not mistaken, Eric still is in it to, let's give an example. Eric, I want you to do me a favor. Give me the name of a progressive person that you can say something good about. Give me the name of a progressive that you think is doing something good for society. Give me the name of one that you think is doing something good for society. I'll give you some conservatives. I don't like what's her name's policies. the woman who's working with, what's her name? Nah, not me. Come on, Erica. No, we're not talking about me here. Give me a real name, Eric. I want a real name. But when it comes to, what's the name of the woman who is saving, who's working with Nancy Pelosi right now? The Republican. I don't like her policies, but why? I just got a brain freeze, guys. Help me out here. Who is a conservative that's going to be on the committee, on the select committee? Come on, guys. I know I have smart people. Everybody here is smart. Come on. I don't see it yet. Cheney. Thank you. Cheney. I don't like Cheney's policy, but I have nothing but respect for Cheney because she wants to figure out what has happened on January 6th. Okay? And I can say that about Kissinger, and I can say that about a lot of other Republicans. You've seen me put a lot of Republicans on my show. We don't agree. I don't agree with Chris, you know, with Miller, these guys that have been on my show. I don't agree with them. But I think they're honorable. And that is where I think we need to start going, where we can actually say we don't believe in the person's policy, but we believe that what they're trying to do is not anti-humanity. Okay? None of the squad could care. Wait, let me read May first. May says, Rose Williams, actually, if you study what the founding fathers thought, they were very much opposed to political parties. Yeah, they were. Read the Federalists. I think Federalist 10 is Federalist 10. Read Federalist 10. Perhaps for a single issue for a short time, but that they should be dissolved after the issue is addressed. Yeah, they actually said that parties would create factionalism. I think it was in Federalist 10. You can look at my site. I think I have most of the Federalist papers on egbertowillis.com. And so, yeah, they did say that. None of the squad could care less for them. Warren has some good things for fiscal stuff, but still don't like the most of her stuff. Okay. I like that you said that. What does she support that you think would be wrong for you? Think about that. What do the things that the squad support you think would be wrong for you? If everyone paid the same school taxes, kids would have a better education, hence move upward with less poverty and crime. I have always found that disastrous. I live in an area where we collect good money for our schools, the tax base, because we have industry and all of that, right? But there are certain parts of America, specifically in rural areas, where they don't have tax bases, right? Good tax bases. And in Texas, each district are their own taxing entity. We created a thing called Robin Hood, where we took money from rich districts and tried to put some of it in poorer districts. But it still never equalized what things were. So I'm with you. I think education should come out of the general fund, and everybody should get the same for high school education. For education that's being paid out of tax dollars, I think everybody should get the same. You know, I moved to Kingwood out of another school district because this had a better school system. The education of your kids should not be dependent on where they live, because that is in itself creates a certain amount of, well, you understand what that creates. All right. Rose Williams says, as soon as politicians work for policies good for their constituents, they are labeled as radicals and worse without any discussion or debate about actual policy. And, you know, if you listen to the guy that came on the phone, that he was coming from that context. To him, I was just a liberal. I was just the label. And if I am just a label, it's easy to attack. But when it comes to individual things, right? Like, I'm going to use Brother Eric as an example. Eric Hayes, I asked Eric, what is it that Warren wouldn't like, you know, what Warren wants that he thinks we can't afford? And he says, most of your ideas fiscally will break the country and too radical. So conservative thinking moving forward with solid plans to pay for things matter to me. And, you know, everything that Eric says there, except that the policies that these progressives want would break the country. Everything he said is correct, except the part where he said it would break the country. And that happens because Eric has been ill-informed by the media he listens to. Eric has learned that if we do all the things progressives are asking to do, that the country could not afford to do that. That is the biggest, and I know it's not from him, but it is the biggest lie. And that is from not having an understanding of how much wealth the country has and how much of it is diverted to the top. If he actually knew the numbers, and I have it on my website as well, I could pull it up. Not now, because my system is all mixed up right now. But if he understood how much wealth there was at the top, and that wealth at the top was not really created by those on the top, it was created by all of you, right? So let's give a perfect example, okay? You work for Home Depot. Home Depot pays you X amount of dollars. And by the end of when Home Depot finishes all of its numbers, every one of its shareholders make several thousand dollars on their investment in Home Depot. But they're sitting down at their pools. You are doing the work. You are making less than that entire company made. So there are a lot of rich people. It is how our system, there's nothing illegal about it. It's how our system works. That's why I call our system abstracted theft. It's thievery. But it's hard for people to understand it because that is all they were taught and that is what they know. Again, remember this. You're working. You can barely pay your bills. Somebody has capital that they invest in Home Depot, in Lowe's, in McDonald's, in Microsoft, and all of that. And they don't have to do anything. They sit down and they continue to get richer and richer and richer. And their tax rate is lower than yours. They pay a lower tax rate than you do. So not only are they making free money off of your work, they are also making money off of not paying the same percentage in taxes that you are. And if you go ahead and say, no, we want to have a wealth tax, they have a bunch of poor people who they've lied to, telling them, we can't afford it. It's the biggest lie there is. And by the way, it's not only a Republican lie. It's also a Democratic lie. Diamond is going to get the person who runs Diamond. I'm looking it up right now. Diamond runs CEO JP Morgan is run by Diamond. Okay, he's going to get $30 million this year for just moving stocks paper around. He's a Democrat. Supposedly a progressive Democrat. And he also got $50 million just this year alone in stock options. Okay? That's what he gets. Whose money is that? What did he create for that? All of that is out of your pie. And there are hundreds of diamonds out there making this kind of money for doing absolutely nothing. And then we have the Erics of the world who have been lied to by right-wing media and some of the centrist media by saying, we could not possibly afford it. If you tax all the billionaires, you still wouldn't have enough. That's a lie. And Elizabeth Warren showed how a 2% tax on wealth could actually solve the problem. Now, you have to decide, Eric and other conservatives, you have to decide if you want to stay and believe that ideology that is lying to you about how wealth is distributed, how wealth is created, etc., or you can listen to truth. I just gave you something that you can touch and something that you can feel. You can touch that person at Home Depot or Lowe's, they're doing work. You can touch that. You can see that. You can also know that there are stockholders who own Home Depot and Lowe's. And you can also know for a fact that the executives who run these companies make a ton of money, more so than the employees, without giving or doing the amount of work these employees are doing. And you know for a fact that those stockholders of that company are making a lot of money on that capital that they've invested by buying that company's stock for doing absolutely nothing but sitting down and letting their monies work for them. Whenever I hear that term, let your money work for you, it always drives me crazy. Your money can't do a damn thing for you. Your money can't work for you. Saying your money work for you is saying I am enslaving others to work for me. Because the money that's coming off of that as share, as dividends, and etc., is the money not paid to those people that are working while you're getting that money free of charge. It is our economic system, okay? I'm not arguing that. I am just saying we need to make our economic system better. And the way to make it better is not to kill the portion of it that creates innovation. And by the way, Bezos does not, keeping Bezos a billionaire did create an ounce of innovation. These guys buy innovation. Innovation comes from us all. We create something. Hello, Jessica. Welcome aboard. We create something, folks. When you see somebody create something and it's time for them to capitalize it, then the money people, the stockholders come in and then they buy you. They buy your innovation and market your innovation. They create nothing. Let's look at the space program, Bezos and Sir Richard Branson. They didn't create those things. The equations for orbital mechanics, the equations for propulsion, the equation for vacuum mitigation, all those things were created by we the people for a long time. They took it and they are trying to perfect it into a manner for a tourism industry to make some more money off of our creation. And then we, the sycophants, we give them credit. Oh, look at what Bezos has done. Bezos has not done a damn thing. This is a guy who made such a stupid statement as a conference. Oh, we need to manufacture in space now and get rid of all. Oh, so we're going to throw the junk in space now. All right, let's ask you a few questions, Bezos. How much will the decay be when the stuff you're manufacturing in space go? Oh, you're going to shoot it further out in space? How much energy does it take to shoot it back out in space? And where is that material coming? Look, the fact is as follows. And the goal of the show is to educate us all. All of us is educating each other around each other. But we have to stop buying the Kool-Aid. They depend on us buying the Kool-Aid. We have to respect each other. And just like I did with the person who called me, some of us are just going to have, like I said, I'm willing to take it. Some of us are just going to have to take it so that we can reach other people. Because what the plutocracy is dependent is we are not going to take it. They just need to keep us at each other's throats. And if we are at each other's throats, nothing gets done. And I realize that. That's why when it comes to things like racism and all of that, none of that crap means anything to me. You want to call me whatever the hell you want to call me, be my guest. It doesn't mean a damn thing to me. What means to me is you and I working together so that we can beat this damn system. That's what's important to me. How do we beat this system? We beat this system by working together and finding a way to beat the holy hell out of it. All right, let me play a Hassan video. This video here with Hassan, I think I have it queued up, has to do with right now the Republicans want you to believe that it's not really a bipartisan select committee. Well, you know what? It is. I want you to check this out. I think this is how you do it.
The Republicans didn't want a bipartisan commission because they didn't want something with gravitas, and they didn't want something that they couldn't run down as partisan. They were always going to say the Select Committee is partisan. So if they're going to do that anyway, yes. Why, basically what Katie said, like, why give these guys a big platform to just throw, you know, dust in the air?
Exactly. And we mean, you know, there are certain objective truths here. It is bipartisan because Liz Cheney is on the committee, whether, you know, whatever you think of Liz Cheney, she's on it. Another objective truth is that they would have complained anyway. They already were complaining. And the third objective truth is this, is that the credibility of this committee is now increased, not decreased. Too many people, Chris, in our profession, right, quote unquote, neutral journalists, are saying stuff like, oh, this will affect the credibility of the committee. No, only if you let it, if you actually report what's going on, which is Jim Jordan was removed from the committee, someone who was there to destroy it from within. Jim Banks, who said that was his goal. He was going to go on and talk about Antifa and the left. Jim Jordan, who, as Liz Cheney put it, is a potential material witness. I mean, Katie talked about the involvement of these people in the attacks. Jim Jordan was at a Stop the Steal rally on November the 5th in Pennsylvania, 2 days after the election. He spoke at a Stop the Steal rally on December the 12th in Georgia. He was in the White House conspiring with Donald Trump about plans for January the 6th on December the 21st. So I would like the committee to investigate all those things. I don't want Jim Jordan investigating himself. I don't want a 9/11 truther investigating 9/11. I don't want people who are pro-insurrection investigating an insurrection.
Okay, you said there's an echo coming out. Was it a bad echo? I don't know. Okay. The youngin' are the ones. Yes, Jessica. Okay, let me see what else I got here. I've been missing. You know, this stuff has, like I said, it's a new system. Let me see how this works. Let's see. Last year showed how many people are not going to take it. Maybe having the time at home allowed people to get more informed. So to me, 2022 is going to be a great turnout. I think 2022 is going to be, oh, that's how it works. Check that out, guys. I wanted to see how this new system works. I'm going to have to play with it because next time I have to be more prepared when that other system goes down. That is pretty good. Let's see what Rose Williams had to say. Rose Williams says, if we want to make America great again, then we need to have sensible taxation versus giveaway to the rich and start investing in our citizens again. I love that. There is an echo. Okay, I'll have to figure out why that echo is. Let's see. Bridge MCP says the young ones. All right. Why Democrats keep giving the bipartisan, let's see what he says. Why Democrats keep giving the bipartisan myth life, I cannot fathom. Getting things done is what Congress should be about, not getting Republicans to agree with them. Oh, wow. I got it, brother. I got it. I'm with you. As far as the echo, I'm not sure how I'm going to solve that one. I'm going to have to figure out what that one means. Okay. Yeah, I love Medi too. Jessica, let's see. Okay. What else have we got here? Rose says, replying to Bridge. That's a reply to Bridge. Echo only on video play, not you. Oh, only on the video play there's an echo. Okay. I have to figure that one out. But anyhow, we are coming close to the end of the show today. And I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me, even though we had all kind of technical problems today. I tried my best. I was sort of in a little panic. It's like, oh, my God. I told the folks that we're going to talk about whatever the hell they want to talk about. Eric Hayes, yes, I like that one, Eric. Invest in urban areas. I'm going to add to that, invest in urban and rural areas, not only suburban areas or, you know, so we do. Look, I think the play that Democrats need to make right now, honestly, is I think Democrats should go and fan themselves through rural America. Because the Republicans have so screwed up their own in rural America, that's where most of your voters are, that they don't see it. They don't see that the hospitals are closing because these red states refuse to accept the Medicaid expansion to the Affordable Care Act. They don't see those hospitals are closing for that reason. They don't see that they're killing more of their people because by those hospitals closing, they have a longer ride to the cities for medical care. They don't see that. And if we were to go out there and point out that this is what we want to do for you, These are the things that we want to do. Because again, like I said, what is important, right? Is look, I'm a progressive. I'm not asking all folks to be progressives. They don't have to have all these beliefs that I have. But there are certain things about humanity that's common to all of us, right? And not because you're conservative means I don't like you, or you're right wing, I don't like you. That I don't think like that. So I would be willing to go into all these damn rural areas and talk to these folks and say, look, we should be working together for the real things. But you see, it's a master-slave relationship. Their masters in the rural areas a lot of times are their churches or their businesses, right? And they've already learned to idolize their business leaders and their church leaders. And they are simply pulling the strings of these people. They tell them how to think, what to think, etc. Oh, I forgot to do it again. Folks, please join the PDR posse. I don't have all those links to give you right now. But please go ahead. I may have the support link. Please go ahead and click that join button if you are on YouTube. Or go ahead and click the support button if you are on Facebook. But all together, please go ahead and support us by going to one of our links. And let me see if I can find that support link right here. I'm pretty sure it's here. Please support us by going to this link right here. PoliticsUnright.com/support. We cannot do this without you. We really cannot do it without you. And you know that? I am out of here, but I don't have any music to play out of me. I don't have any explosions to play me out of here. I don't have any of that to play me out of here. So what I'm going to tell you is thank you guys for hanging out with me. Thank you for showing up. Can't do this without you. I do need for you guys to become, as many of you as possible, to become subscribers. So please click, after the show, click on join that, join the YouTube channel, become a real member. Please also consider going to our Patreon and becoming a member. Please just support us however you can. We try our best to do good work. And unlike others that are simply ideological, I am a progressive. But I am a progressive who wants to be united with everybody. I mean, we're all different in what we believe, etc. But that shouldn't make it that we cannot always break bread together, have fun together, party together, dance together, do all these things together. So please join us. If you're on YouTube, join. If you're on Instagram, join. If you are on Patreon, support. Go to politicsunright.com/support. politicsunright.com/support. My name is Egberto Willis. And you know how I end this baby. I am what? Out.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.